Do this in memory of me. We hear this all the time at Mass. Do this in memory of me. The question tonight is, do what? Does it just mean go to Mass? He didn't mean that. Did it mean get a host? He didn't mean that either. Did he mean gather a table? If it were only that easy. That's not what he meant. So many times we as Catholic Christians talk about Eucharist as a thing. But the Eucharist is not a thing, it's a lifestyle, it's a verb. And it's not a private verb either. We hear in John, he loved his own in the world and he loved them to the end. Somehow, the what has to do with love. Somehow it does. It was Jesus who said, love one another as I have loved you. It was Jesus who said, the greatest of these is love. It was Jesus who said, if you love those who only love you, what good is that? Catholic writer Dorothy Day said, it's a terrible thought. We love God about as much as we love the least. We love God about as much as we love the least. I don't know about you, but that gives me great pause in my life. Do what in memory of me? The Eucharist is really the core of our life, and it reminds us in the church that the church Christian life is not about those who look like us. It's not about those who think like us. It's not about those who vote like us. It's not about those who worship like us. That's American Christianity, but it is not the Bible. And it's certainly not what our church teaches. How do we know that? Easy. Jesus loved those who didn't love him. Jesus loved those who opposed him. Jesus loved those who hurt him. And Jesus loved those who killed him. In fact, his last words were, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Are you starting to get the picture of what this Eucharistic life is like? The thing that is so scary about the Eucharist is simply this. The Eucharist, as we understand as Catholic Christians, is about change and transformation. It's not about saying the same. The more we understand the Eucharist and the more often that we receive the Eucharist, it changes our ideas. It changes our opinions. It changes our values. It changes our worldview. It changes our prejudices. It changes the concept of what we think is true. Maybe, just maybe, the real reason that some people choose not to participate in the church is that we hate change. And we really hate it when it means we have to change. Do what in memory of me? I think that unfortunately for many Christians, and certainly many Catholic Christians, because we have a unique understanding of the Eucharist, we have made the Eucharist so tame and so docile, and it's kind of private about me and Jesus, and nothing could be further from the truth. Because the Eucharist is for us a call to action. It's not just about me and Jesus. When you leave here tonight, you're going to get a copy of this book by Bishop Robert Barron. And there's a quote in here I want to share with you tonight that I think is just terrific. And it has to do with Flannery O'Connor. And Flannery O'Connor is a great woman writer in the church. She's written a lot of fiction and nonfiction. But when she was getting started, she was invited to a dinner party with some pretty high-power Catholics. And the woman who was hosting it was a fallen-away Catholic. And as the evening drew on, let me quote this. The talk turned to the Eucharist, and Mrs. McCarthy, who had been raised Catholic but had fallen away from the church, remarked that she thought of the Eucharist as a symbol, and implied it was a pretty good one. She undoubtedly intended this condescending observation to be a friendly overture to the Catholic O'Connor. But Flannery O'Connor responded in a shaky voice, "Well, if it's a symbol, to hell with it." People, lots of people, celebrate communion. That's not what we do. We celebrate a unique understanding of the Eucharist. And maybe what we tried to do at the time of the Second Vatican Council was to kind of see like we're all the same. We have a lot of similarities. But we're not the same here. It's not the same here. Because the action that the altar calls us to is both at the same time the humility of receiving and the humility of giving. For example, washing of the feet, you have no idea how hard it is for the liturgy people to get their feet washed. It's because you don't understand what this is about. Washing of the feet is what Christ does for us. It makes us uncomfortable. We have to be on the receiving end. Christ serves us, and we're called to serve others. The same goes for confession, the exact same thing. It makes us uncomfortable, but Christ forgives us, and in turn, we are called to forgive others. Do you understand what that means for us as Roman Catholics? It's the way we live. So, how do we do this? Well, we always look to Christ. This isn't Father John's idea. This isn't some wacky thing that I read in a book someplace. We look at the life of Christ. And how did Christ do this? By one word, sacrifice. Not a very popular thing, but what am I being called to sacrifice? I suspect that we're probably called to sacrifice the things that divide us. We are tearing each other apart. The altar table in the tabernacle, which of course is empty on Holy Thursday, compels us to change. We cannot receive communion over and over and over again and not change. If that happens, then we don't know what we're doing. I'll tell you this, if it wasn't for the Eucharist, I would not be a Catholic and I would not be a minister in any denomination. Because it's the Eucharist that calls us to a whole different lifestyle. Dorothy Day's thing about it's a terrible thought that we love God about as much as we love the least is the truth. And so if you think about people in your life that drive you crazy, not the pastor, of course, or people you can't stand, then that, all that does is say, Lord, I need you in my life to help me with this because I obviously can't do it myself. So this idea about what we're being called to do should be on our mind as we come to Mass. It should be on our mind as we come up to communion. It should be on our mind when we leave, because at the end of communion, Eucharist doesn't end. What does the deacon say? Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. We need to be agents of change out there. Religion and faith cannot be private. If it is, it's not Christian. It's not Christian. So the Eucharist sends us. The Holy Eucharist empowers us. And yes, the Holy Eucharist changes us. That's the power of what we do here. That's the power of what Christ does in us. No matter how hard-headed we are, we can never be too hard-headed for the Eucharist. Because it'll change us. We can never be too far gone, oh, I'm beyond hope. We're never beyond the hope that Christ brings us in the Eucharist. And Pope Francis really has echoed the Church Father said centuries ago that the Eucharist is medicine. We need it. If you're watching this on TV tonight, on the online tonight, that's great, but we need the Eucharist. You can't get that at home in your Barca lounger. We need it. We need to be for us like the wheat that's crushed to make the loaf. We are broken and crushed. We make sacrifices for others. For others. Our own Archbishop at the Chrism Mass this year said this. This is terrific. I'll quote him. "Let us strive to put aside the things that divide us and join together in what unites us. It is so very important that our individual central identity not be a particular ideology or ecclesiastical tribe, but rather the person of Jesus Christ. It's not about me. It's about Christ." And as you're going to see in just a few moments when Deacon Paul and I doing the washing of the feet, the Eucharist calls us to exchange our mantle of privilege to an apron of service. A totally different life. It's not about entitlement. It's not about rights. It's about service. We change. So you've heard us say the last 8 years, don't just go to church, be church. Think of it this way. Don't just receive the Eucharist. Be Eucharist for others. Not my idea. St. Augustine said this. Receive what you are and become what you receive. Nothing less than the body of Christ. Do this. Do this in memory of me.